Hello and welcome to an exclusive SearchDataManagement.com podcast. Today we're bringing you a briefing about customer data integration. I'm SearchDataManagement.com assistant editor Jameson Cush, and I'm here with news writer Hannah Smaltry.
Hi there.
So what are we going to be covering today, Hannah?
Customer Data Integration, often called by its initials CDI. In this podcast, we're going to talk to expert Jill Deshay, and we'll discuss some real-life examples of CDI in action. We'll also share a few no-cost things that companies can do to prepare for CDI, and we'll talk about how to successfully get funding for CDI.
Can you give us a basic definition of customer data integration?
Sure. CDI is a new technique for synchronizing customer data in various systems in an organization. So it's a way of bringing together data from, say, the help desk, the accounting system, and the CRM system, and synchronizing that data.
Hey, that makes sense. So it's a way of bringing together all that customer information and data silos across a company.
Exactly. And to learn more, I called on CDI expert Jill Deshay. Jill is a partner and co-founder of Baseline Consulting, a services firm that helps its clients solve problems with data. She's also a data integration site expert on SearchDataManagement.com. Jill is a frequent lecturer and writer on the business value of technology and an expert on the deployment and use of customer data for strategic payback. Jill is the author of two acclaimed books, eData and the CRM Handbook, which was the best-selling book on the topic of CRM. Her new book is called Customer Data Integration, Reaching a Single Version of the Truth. It's co-authored with Evan Levy and will be published by Wiley this summer.
Thanks for having me, Hannah. It's great to be back with TechTarget.
Wonderful. Thank you for talking to us today. Jill, how do you define customer data integration?
Well, there are actually two definitions for CDI. And the first definition is sort of the classic traditional definition of really integrating customer data from multiple different systems onto a database. And this definition is most closely associated with data warehouses and business intelligence systems, which have sort of co-opted the single version of the truth term. But there is an emerging definition for CDI, which is really more about the processes and the controls and the automation to standardize and integrate customer data from different sources, not necessarily for analytical purposes. So this emerging definition relates more to some of the newer technologies coming onto the market that incorporate things like data cleansing and matching and reconciliation processes and the real-time deployment of data. So CDI in its true and its emerging definition is much more operational than simply integrating customer data into a relational table for, say, business analytics.
So that sort of answers my next question, which is why is CDI or customer data integration such a big deal today?
Actually, based on the new definition of CDI that I just described, companies surprisingly haven't gotten it right yet. So for instance, a lot of our clients have been hoping that their data warehouses would push real-time data to operational systems. But that's not actually a widespread practice. Plus, it's really expensive to design a data warehouse to do that kind of thing. So, and a lot of our CRM clients were actually hoping that their new CRM packages would become their de facto single version of the truth about their customers, but that hasn't really happened either. So a lot of CRM systems have become operational systems that have become part of the company's bloodstream when it comes to doing things like managing the sales pipeline or tracking marketing campaigns, but they don't necessarily function as the system of record for customer data, which is what the CDI hub does. And I'm introducing the term hub here for the first time. It's the unit of processing for CDI, and it's where all the magic happens.
Just to put this in perspective, let's talk about how CDI might be used in an organization. What does the problem look like at a company?
Sure. Probably the most basic example of where CDI would help a company is when a customer calls in and a company doesn't know whether or not he's actually a customer. And it sounds really strange, but this happens a lot. A customer can call in and the call center system doesn't find a record for him. So the order entry clerk or the customer service rep actually will create a new record for that customer, even though he actually appears already in another system, maybe with another phone number or with a different last name. So even as we're cleansing the data in our ETL processes for our data warehouses and we've got these great data quality tools in place, we're actually continuing to mess up our data in the operational system. If a company has CDI in place, what would happen in that scenario is that the customer service rep can actually click a button and the system can go out and ping the CDI hub and see if there's a master record for that customer. Now, the master record will have all the most current data about that customer and sometimes multiple data items like different telephone numbers and different account numbers, depending on the various business units the customer's dealt with. And the customer's master record has already been reconciled and cleansed and managed. With all due respect to the data warehouse, the CDI hub is actually really the emerging single version of the truth about our customers.
Let's talk a little bit about the products. There's a lot of vendors talking about their CDI products right now. And so without naming names, do most of the products on the market solve the CDI problem in the same way, or are there different technology approaches?
Yeah, there's actually, just to keep it simple, there's really three types of CDI. There's what they call the registry type of CDI, a registry CDI hub. What that basically does is indexes customer information from different systems so that it can access and update that information dynamically. In other words, the hub establishes and stores pointers that refer back to customer records at their various data sources, so it doesn't actually duplicate the data. And the advantage here is that it keeps the customer's information constantly refreshed and current between and across different source systems. The second approach is the persistent type, and persistent CDI hubs basically replicate the customer data in a database so that they munge the data from different sources into a physical master record that's physically stored on the disk that different operational applications can access when they need customer information. And then the third type of CDI is called hybrid CDI, and that's basically a combination of the registry and the persistent types. With the hybrid style, the CDI hub can regulate which customer data it physically stores and which data it refers to when it needs it. So those are the three types of CDI in a nutshell, Hannah.
Registry, persistent, and hybrid. What kind of reasons would push a company to choose one of these approaches over another approach?
Yeah, it depends on the number of things, like how much data we're talking about and how important response time is and the range of different client applications that need access to the customer master record. In a lot of respects, CDI is really a new operational system. So things like response time and throughput and architecture are really important, and those things really do inform the selection of the type of CDI a company will choose.
It's a little bit more than just picking a vendor and throwing in the software and calling it a day, right? There's some other things you have to do before your CDI system works like a charm?
Right. Like with any strategic technology, you know, the company needs to know what the need, pain, or problem is that it's trying to solve. So with CDI, it's actually interesting because business requirements can be really industry specific. For instance, we find that the gaming industry has really embraced CDI because they have a huge need to recognize a customer at the time of the interaction. So when a high roller sits down at a poker table and a dealer takes his frequent player card, he knows on the spot whether that person has played before or whether they're suspected of gaming fraud. So there's a lot of great business cases for CDI, and a lot of them really do depend on the industry. Another one is in the healthcare industry, where recognizing a patient across the continuum of care, irrespective of the healthcare provider or the hospital or the doctor, can really have life-saving consequences. So the more we know about where that patient has been treated and the type of treatment she's received and by whom, the better that patient's care plan can be. So a lot of these are very, very industry specific, which is great news for CDI.
This sounds, when you're talking about the requirements and some of the different considerations for different industries, it sounds really time consuming. Does it take a long time to implement CDI?
It's interesting because we're sort of going back to the days of operational systems development where companies can do a really small proof of concept and see immediate and really high impact benefits. You know, I just talked about healthcare. We recently worked with an HMO customer who put a CDI hub in place because of HIPAA, you know, the Health Information Portability and Accountability Act. And HIPAA mandates that healthcare organizations give patients access to their own records. So it forces hospitals and HMOs to track a patient and who she is and what she's doing at all times. But with CDI's ability to reconcile and match customer data, you know, this was a huge capability for them, but it only took about 5 weeks to choose the vendor, profile the data, and get everything up and running. So it was amazing how fast it occurred and how high impact the results were.
So if somebody's listening to this and they think, CDI, great way to get started, is there anything that they can do before they have funding, before they have a whole project team, just to prepare for CDI at their company?
Absolutely. We're telling our clients now to figure out what applications have common needs for customer data and whether those needs can be served with existing systems. At first, everyone says, sure, yeah, you know, but ask a series of questions like, does the customer data on your order system match the customer data on your trouble ticket system? And 9 times out of 10, the answer is no. Not only that, but when executives start seeing the business consequences of different operational versions of the customer, you can see them doing that cost equations in their heads. Hannah, we start by determining which applications are in the most dire need of reconciled customer data, and then we go from there.
It sounds like it can be really valuable for companies to implement. So I didn't want to let you go without mentioning your new book coming out this summer. Can you tell us why you chose CDI as a topic for your book?
Oh, thanks, Hannah. Yeah, my partner, Evan Levy, and I, we have a book coming out. It's called Customer Data Integration, Reaching a Single Version of the Truth, and it'll be published by Wiley in August. It's sort of the natural evolution of my other two books. One was eData, and that dealt with the topic of enterprise data. And the other, as you mentioned, was the CRM handbook. So between the enterprise data and the CRM side, we really felt like CDI was the next step in the value chain. And then, you know, some of our clients that have data warehouses and CRM systems, you know, we helped design those systems, and, you know, we realized they weren't doing all that they needed to do. So CDI is really about bringing customer data together at the operational level and maintaining that data so it's useful to things like CRM systems and data warehouses and a whole range of other applications, too.
Great. Well, thank you so much for talking with us today, Jill. If you want to learn more about Jill or what her company, Baseline Consulting, does, you can log on to their website, www.baseline-consulting.com, or email Jill at jilldeshay@baselineconsulting.com. Let me spell her name. That's jilldeshay@baseline-consulting.com. And thank you again so much, Jill, for talking with us about CDI today.
Thanks, Hannah.
That was really helpful. Now, for people who want to put this into their organization, how do they go about organizing and getting funding for CDI? You wrote about building a business case for CDI, Hannah. Do you remember some of the highlights?
I sure do, and it's really easy to search our archives on searchdatamanagement.com. So I pulled up the article I wrote called Building a CDI Business Case Takes Careful Planning. And there's a couple points in here that I think are really important to bring out. First, it's important to understand what scenarios usually get funded. I discuss some of them in the article, but for example, CDI might enable more effective upselling and cross-selling of customers, or it can help increase customer satisfaction. So when they call for support, you'll have a complete history of what you've talked to them about before, or CDI might be important for compliance with Sarbanes-Oxley or other regulations. So it's really about making the CDI project relevant to a business goal at an organization. And related to that, experts say that executive sponsorship is critical. You need to have public executive level support because these projects touch many groups in an organization. And so by public, I mean you need to make sure that the executive will stand behind it and back you up if you need that, if you need people to cooperate. All departments need to understand how important it is to cooperate and implement CDI, and having a high level sponsor on board will really help.
Sounds good. And for our listeners, you can access our many resources for learning about CDI on searchdatamanagement.com, including learning guides and sample chapters and this podcast.
And if you have any other ideas for podcasts, stories, articles, or just questions you'd like to hear answered, you can reach us anytime via email. So do you feel like you understand CDI more, Jameson?
I do. And you?
For sure. So signing off, searchdatamanagement.com, I'm Hannah Smaltry, news writer.
And I'm Jameson Cush, assistant editor. You've been listening to a briefing on CDI from Search Data Management. Have a great day.